Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Mary, many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you.
Before we start the homily, today is Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. And we are beginning a new week. It is our prayers that God will continue to guide all of us and to bless us. My dear friends in Christ, today, the memorial of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. In fact, actually, it was in 2020 that Pope Francis now extended this memorial to the household in Bethany. Before, it was Martha and Mary, but now Lazarus is added. But the most important thing we have to think about today is Martha and Mary, both of them represents the two kinds of people, those who are active, those who are contemplative. We notice that when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she reached out, but Mary sat at home. One could be asking, why should Mary remain at home while Martha went out to welcome Jesus? Does it mean that Mary is not interested in Jesus? So the idea is, Martha and Mary, while Martha represents those of us who are active, Mary represents those who are more of contemplative. Both are important. We know that there are people who volunteer more. They want things to go the right way. They will go extra miles in making sure that they help in organizing. And there are people who are in there praying, meditating, contemplating. So both are, well, all, whether active or contemplative, we are all important. We are all needed. So do not worry so much that, oh, you used to be active before, now you are normal. Don't worry about that. Wherever you are, You keep those who are active in prayers. Do not say, oh, I used to go to church before. Now I cannot go to church. Therefore, you forget about God. No. Wherever you are, if you cannot be active, you have to be contemplative. You pray for those who are more active. And you sit wherever you are and pray for others. Pray for the church. And also, if you are more of active, keep doing that because it is a blessing. All of us are needed. Whatever you can do to contribute to the growth of the community, keep doing that. That is one thing we have to learn about this memorial we are celebrating today. And also, when Jesus came to the house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, remember, that was a couple of days after Lazarus was buried, that Jesus visited his family. One thing we have to know, it shows the human aspect of Jesus, compassion. Jesus could have remained in his own house and command so that Lazarus will rise from the dead, but he reached out. He went to the household, reminding us that he feels our pains. Reminding us that we are not alone in our struggles. So when we are struggling, do not think that, oh, that Jesus has deserted you. No. There is this human aspect of him that makes him to reach out to us. And his reaching out to us might be through other people. That is why all of us, we are the legs of Jesus, we are the mouth of Jesus, we are the eyes of Jesus. So when people are in their need of our help and we render such assistance to them, remember that what you are doing is what Jesus has done. So we have to keep doing that, to be more compassionate, to reach out to those in need, to visit those who are sick, to take communion to the sick. All these are very important. And it shows that all of us, we belong to the family of God. So my dear friends in Christ, as we celebrate this memorial today, let us continue to do our work, to take up our responsibilities, being more active, being more contemplative, and having this compassionate heart like Jesus.